de blueberry. Tero warero sanso wale mato no ware ke jinta.
Tero wariru, tero wariru, tero wariru veri.
In the 20 years since Celtic Woman has emerged as a formidable musical presence and a general cultural phenomenon, the group's albums and DVD releases have been consistent multi-platinum bestsellers, and its concert tours continue to touch the hearts of a very devoted audience. The tour is celebrating its 20th anniversary. They're coming to the Palace Theater in Albany, New York, and returning to the group is soprano Mairead Carlin. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Mairead to the roundtable this morning. Mairead, thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. It's an absolute honor.
You have been with the group for a long time. You left for a little bit. You come back. And that seems like it would be very exciting.
It really is. I joined the group back in 2013, so a little while ago now. And I suppose when the pandemic hit the world and we were actually out on tour at the time, I think we'd done 2 weeks of our 4 month tour when we all got sent home. And for the first time, I think I kind of stopped. I think, you know, I hadn't really stopped in about 7-8 years. And I kind of just knew in that moment that I was welcoming the little break. But in all honesty, I missed the group so much. I missed the music. I missed the people. I missed everything about it. And so when they asked me to rejoin for the big 20th anniversary, I jumped at the chance.
It's hard to believe it's been 20 years, really.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of one of those things where you have to sort of sit back and think, you know, because I actually joined on the 10th anniversary, and that was such a big deal. So to kind of be sitting here celebrating the 20th, it kind of really, there's a weight to that, you know. You realize, well, first of all, how much time has gone by, but second of all, how this music is lasting. You know, people still are coming to our shows. They still want to hear what we have to offer, and that's a gift, you know, because for us, our fans are everything. You know, they're the ones that still make this possible. You know, they're the ones that buy the music, they're the ones that give us life and keep us going. So yeah, we're very grateful.
What do you think it is about the music that strikes such a chord here, but a chord internationally?
I think it's the heart of the music and the soul. You know, Irish music is rooted in story. It's rooted in it's funny, actually, one of the songs that I sing in this show, Red is the Rose, when I was researching it, I found a funny quote that said, would it really be an Irish song if there wasn't love and loss in the one song? And I think that's true for a lot of you know, Celtic and Irish music. There's a truth to what we sing. There's a rawness to laying it all on the table, a vulnerability, a very much wear your heart on your sleeve. And, you know, I mean, we sing when we're at weddings, we sing when we're at funerals, we sing through happy and sad times, and it's the music that gets us through it. And I think people really relate to that. And I don't know, I sound like a bit like an old fogey, but, you know, in the modern world, I feel like music is so demonstrated. It's, you know, we make music now for 1 minute segments to be able to fit on TikTok to go viral. And I may be, you know, a bit old fashioned, but to me, that's not really true music. True music is something that touches you at your core and makes you feel changed that day. And, you know, I think that's what Celtic Woman's music does. It lifts people up. It brings them through tough times. And, you know, That's what music is for me. And I think that's why Celtic Woman has lasted 20 years.
Tell us about the other women that you shared the stage with and the sense of what that relationship is like to be working with these people. You obviously are each given your moment to shine, but there's also this incredible harmony and virtuosity that comes out of what you do together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, because I've been here 10 years and there's been different women that have passed through, every one of them incredibly unique. And they all have their own beautiful wonderfulness to offer. But this particular group, there's something about it. And actually my husband is also a composer and he said it too. He was like, there's something about the blend of these voices that's just really, it's really hitting home, right? And I said, I don't know what it is. I think it's actually our vibrato. Our vibrato, when we sing together, it sort of links in. It's very hard to describe, but you know, I think the most important thing about being a Celtic woman is being a good person. You know, it's I always say it's like 80% talent and 20% the rest is like about being a nice person. because you have to share like 4 months in a tour bus with these people, and if you're not nice, you're not going to get on, you know. and so that is one of the really important things about being in this group, is that, you know, we're all such good friends. We know that we can support each other through the ups and the downs, because we're so blessed to do what we do. We are so, so blessed. Not many people get to travel and sing the music that they love. But also, you know, it can be tough. I've had friends in the group, you know, who have lost family members and haven't been able to go home because, you know, the show is on the road and you know, you can't be cancelling shows like that. And so we help each other through those times. And so then it becomes moving away from friendship to actually becoming family, right? You know? And, you know, one of the girls that had been in the group before, Ava McMahon, I mean, she was my bridesmaid and I was her bridesmaid. So that just goes to show you how deep these connections go. But this group, particular group, Maroon O'Mahony, Emma Warren, Tara McNeil, and myself, there's just a real lovely blend of personalities, of voice timbres, of all of that. And I'm just really excited for everyone to hear this new show and this new iteration of Celtic Woman.
60 dates. My goodness, that is a lot.
It's, you know what, it's actually less than what we've done before. I remember being on the road and doing 92, so actually that's a breeze. But you know, we have to mind ourselves, we have to keep ourselves healthy.
Sure.
We're not your typical rock and roll band. We're very much cups of tea and cupcakes after the show. You know, and we work out every day and we keep our minds healthy, go for walks, you know, all of the above, because with that, I mean, in industry standards, that's a lot of dates. And it's so important for myself that everybody gets the same performance, you know, whether you're 60 shows in or whether you're, you know, opening night, like everyone is just as important. And if we're not looking after ourselves or we're not in tip-top shape, then we're doing a disservice to the people who have worked so hard to be able to afford those tickets to come and see us. So, you know, it's a very important thing to us that we maintain that level of that standard, you know.
The repertoire of the group, of whether it's Irish classics and classical favorites and original songs and contemporary songs, what do you look forward to each night? What's the part of the show you're like, oh, cool, this is coming up?
I love the dancing numbers. They're very fun. Like, we have a new arrangement of Spanish Lady, which was one of the original songs that Celtic Woman did, and it hasn't been in the show since. And I was always I was like, please bring back Spanish Lady, please bring back Spanish Lady. And this is, you know, the 20th anniversary, finally brought it back with an incredible arrangement by our new musical director, Brian Byrne, Golden Globe nominated composer. He's very good. and it's just so fun. But for me, like, because I come from a folky background, I say that with a very soft Y, because I love Americana music too. And I think, you know, that it all sort of plays into the one,
sure,
you know, artisticness for me. I look forward to my solo number, Red as the Rose, because I don't know, it's just, it's given me Alison Krauss vibes, let's just put it that way. The new arrangement is just so earthy and so rootsy, and yeah, brushed drums, brushed snare, beautiful guitar part by our guitarist Cormac Crummie. And it's just like one of those moments where it sort of brings me home and reminds me of what I love about music and what I love about this group, you know.
The Celtic Woman 20th anniversary tour comes to the Palace Theater in Albany, New York on March 20th. You can find out more by going to palacealbany.com, palacealbany.com. Mairead Carlin, what a great pleasure to speak with you. Have a beautiful time on the road. Enjoy the performing. And thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Lots of love.
It's a great pleasure. Be well. Again, Celtic Woman 20th anniversary tour coming to the Palace in Albany, palacealbany.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.